Good morning. Thank you for calling Archstaff Fiber. This is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
This is Paul Brazier.
Hi, good morning. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. Good to hear that. How may I help you today?
I want to get your $69.99 special there.
Okay, yes, perfect. Thank you so much for calling today. I can assist you with that.
You can. You know what? You don't have to go through all the pleasantries. Let's just do it.
Okay. What is the your address, sir?
179 Burt, B-U-R-T, Street, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. One moment, please let me look up your address. 2477. This is for your home. Okay, and so that the $69.99, that is a 1 gig when you do the auto pay and paperless billing. Okay.
That's fine.
Perfect. Thank you. Are you interested in any extenders for your home?
No. Would I need one?
Depends on your, on the size of your house. If it's larger than 1,000 square, from 1,000 square feet to 2,500, they recommend one extender at least. Anything bigger than 2,500, maybe two or three. But do you have any at this time with your current provider?
Do I have any what?
Any extenders.
No, I don't have any extenders right now.
Okay, so we can start with non-standards if you know, the speed should be enough. But if you do notice that the house is too big for the Wi-Fi that you're getting, you know, then it's something to consider.
I can always get it later, right?
Yes, yes. It is $7.99 added to the bill per extender a month.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We also provide phone services. Is that something that you would be interested in today?
No, not at all. No.
Okay, perfect. Moving along. Okay, just make confirming that the address of service will be 179 Burt Street, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
That's correct.
Perfect. Do you own or rent this property?
I own it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And the how are your current utility wires fitting to your home? Is it the power coming? Is it coming in aerial or on the ground? Do you know?
What power?
The
electrical power?
Yes, sir.
It comes in from a wire right on the road.
Okay, perfect. All right. Is your billing address different from your service address?
Yes.
It is the same billing. The bill comes to your address, correct?
No, my billing address is separate.
It's separate. Okay, so I'm ready when you're ready for that address.
For my billing address?
Yes, sir.
138 Smith Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Avenue. One, two, four, oh, one. Just want to make sure that NEST is NEST Avenue.
What? Smith. No, Smith Avenue. 138
Smith.
Smith. S-M-I-T-H.
Perfect. 138
Smith Avenue.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, sir. Okay. And this is going to be under your name. You said your first name was Paul.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. And your last name, please.
Brazier, B-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
R-E-R. B-R-A-V, I'm sorry. I think I misspelled it. B-R-A.
Uh-huh. Z as in zebra. I-E-R.
I-E-R. Fraser. Thank you so much. And an email address to contact you.
What?
Do you have an email address?
Yes. HIBOOMER at MSN.com.
Okay.
That's HIBOOMER at MSN.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And the best contact number for you?
845-594-4333.
I have 845-594-4333.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And what is the best way to contact you? To through phone, email, or text?
Phone. Text.
Uh-huh. Text is better?
But I don't want to receive any text messages or about, you know, with any marketing or anything like that. So.
Oh, no.
You know.
Correct.
Yes, but text message is fine.
Perfect. Okay, so I just have a little disclosure to tell you about because you're agreeing to the text messages. We can notify customers via text messages with important information like installment, appointment, updates about the order status, and billing updates by opting into the.
I don't want any of that. I don't want any any text messages. I don't need any messages from you at all. I want to opt out of everything. So.
Okay, so would you prefer phone then? Because for the text messages, they're only going to send you information about billing and your appointments. But if you don't want
That's fine. If it's billing and appointments, that's fine. Nothing else.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, sir. One moment, please. All right. So as part of our order process, we will need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can bypass the credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why you got to run my credit score, because I have a very, very high credit score, 850. You don't have to worry about me, but if you need to run it, that's fine. But I don't see why you can't bypass it for me. I own a business. I've never missed a bill in my life. I got an 850 credit score. So
yes,
I
do understand. And unfortunately, it's not up to me. They just do the credit self-credit check just to see the payment history. It's not, they don't look at anything else, but
you're going to ask me for my social security number, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
so.
I do need that piece of information. Would you like to proceed with that, or you want to do the $50 deposit?
I do not want to pay a deposit. Can you do it without that?
Unfortunately, no, I cannot.
Why can't you check with another business or something? Or is there any other way you can check my bill and my history?
No, we need to run the credit check, the soft credit check, or the deposit. Unfortunately, there's not any other way that I can do it.
All right. Where are you right now, you personally?
Me personally, I live in Poughkeepsie.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. I guess I'm going to trust you then. So.
Yeah. All right. And let me just... Okay, the address, 179 Burr Street in Saugerty. Saugerty, New York, 12477. The phone number, just going to confirm, is 845-594-4333.
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. And when you're ready, if you can please provide me the Social Security number.
053-44-0496.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Copy. Paste. All right. So that's all done. To get the $69.99, we need to do the paperless billing and auto pay with a checking account. Do you have that information with you today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the routing number.
Oh, you need the routing number? Oh, geez. So check, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
2219-76243.
Okay, thank you. And the account number?
2001-290-6301.
Okay, thank you so much. And you authorize us to do the direct debit payment through this account, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. One moment, please. So when we are in your property, anything that our techs need to be aware of, any buried wire septic tanks?
Any wires or what?
Or septic tanks.
No.
Okay. This is in case they need to bring the wires, the service into your home from on the ground.
Underground? They're going to do it underground or above ground?
So if you have if your utilities is coming in aerial, most likely it's going to be aerial. Once it's tech there, they analyze your how the best way to bring the service from the street to your house. Most likely is going to be aerial.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, your wire that they just put up is not underground. It's aerial.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So that's great. That's good to know. That means it's going to be all right. So we're almost done. Do you agree to bond by the terms of services as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement? I'm sorry?
Can you say that again? I really didn't hear what you said in the first part.
All right. Do you agree to bond by the terms of services as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including this requirement, any requirement to resolve most type of dispute through arbitration?
I read all that. But I just want to ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
You claim speeds and all this other stuff. That's fine. I hate Spectrum. So, but let me ask you a question. Suppose I don't like your service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not anticipating not liking it. I'm sure I probably will. But let's say I don't like your service. Can I cancel it at any time?
Yes. You have no contract and there's no termination. There's no early termination fees. If you cancel within 30 days, your money's back. We didn't charge you anything.
Okay.
Okay.
And that includes the equipment and everything. In other words, I would just have to return the equipment. And there'd
yes.
be no charge. Okay. All right. You got
correct.
It.
Yes. We provide all the equipment and installation. Everything is free. Okay.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose the guy gets there. He hooks it up. We check it out to make sure it works. Let's say I go to a bedroom in the house and I'm not getting a signal. Can he put the extender on at that point?
Yes, he can put the extender, and then he will give us a call, and then we add that to your bill. We'll add that to the charges. Yes.
All right. So that's how we'll do it then. We'll try it out with no extender when he's there. Can we do that?
And then, yes.
Okay, and then we'll see if we need one, and if we do, we'll get it, and if not, then we won't. Okay.
Sounds great. Okay, sir. So we're almost done. Let me just take to see the schedule, see the next time that we can be over there and do the installation. All right. So it's giving me July 25th. That is a Thursday.
That sounds great.
Okay. I have 8 a.m.?
No, how about 1 to 3?
Perfect. I have a 1 p.m. Is that good?
That sounds great.
Okay. So let me just save that. Perfect. The appointment is safe for July 25th at 1 p.m. So now that your installation is scheduled, you will receive two emails from Arch.Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your Arch.Fiber customer account, where you'll be able to see, manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of services. Please be sure to register for your account prior to your installation appointment. And
oh,
to maintain,
so I have to do that? I have to register an account?
We strongly recommend you to see your bill. Since you signed up for auto pay and paperless billing, you will get an email saying your bill is ready to view, and then you go into that online account with Arch.Fiber and view your bill in your account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So to maintain consistency with your current provider, we recommend you don't cancel with your current provider until Arch.Fiber services are installed.
Okay.
And we're all done. Do you have any questions, concern, anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No, I think you answered everything I need to know.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Mr. Brazier, today for calling Arch.Fiber, and welcome. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.